Now we have a story of the top 40 music charts 50 years ago. What everybody knows, even people born much later, is that the Beatles arrived in America and dominated the charts back in 1964. Some may know that Louis Armstrong also had a number one hit that year.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly.
Music aficionados may even know that Mary Wells had a number one hit 50 years ago. Here's something you may not know. It's the story of a totally unknown New Orleans trio who released a song in the same year as those stars and also hit number one 50 years ago this week. Odds are their song is in your head, even if you've never known their names until now. Eve Abrams of WWNO has the story of the Dixie Cups.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
Sisters Barbara Ann and Rosalie Hawkins grew up in New Orleans' Calliope Housing Project. So did their cousin Joan Marie Johnson, who was putting a group together for a talent show. Barbara Hawkins remembers running into Johnson one day.
I was on my way to the store, and she said, "Hey, come here. I heard you can sing."
Hawkins agreed to join, and when one of the guys dropped out, the bass singer, Hawkins said,
"Well, my sister sings bass, so that's how Rosa got in the group."
It was a time when New Orleans R&B was hot.
From the late 40s up to 1963, that era is considered the golden age of New Orleans rhythm and blues.
Ben Sandmel is an author, musician, and folklorist.
That's when so many big records were recorded by New Orleans artists such as Roy Brown and Fats Domino and Lloyd Price. And the success of those records inspired record companies from around the country to send their artists to New Orleans to record with New Orleans musicians.
In 1964, the golden age of New Orleans rhythm and blues came to an end.
The success of the British invasion knocked a lot of American artists off the charts.
But the three harmonizing teenagers from the projects caught a break. While they didn't win the talent show that was the reason for forming, a scout in the audience loved them. They drove from New Orleans to New York to try and get a record contract.
We auditioned every day once we got there. We were going to different record companies.
Barbara Hawkins says they finally sang for famed songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who immediately signed the group and told them to change their name. They became the Dixie Cups, and the first song they recorded was Chapel of Love. After the session, they flew back to New Orleans. A month went by.
The first time I heard Chapel of Love on the radio, it was on a Saturday morning.
Rosa Hawkins.
I was doing my chores, which were dusting. And this record came on, and it was like, oh, that record sounds familiar. And then I realized that, hey, that's my voice there. And I ran up the steps and I was screaming and my mom came down. She said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I said, "Our song is on the air. It's being played on the radio." And then we got the call from Mike and Jerry saying to come back to New York. So that was the beginning of our career, basically.
Chapel of Love stayed at number one for 3 weeks. Barbara Hawkins remembers one of the follow-up recording sessions when they began fooling around with a Mardi Gras Indian chant the Hawkins girls grew up hearing their grandmother sing.
The band had taken a break, and it was just the three of us in the studio. So we started drumming on, let's see, we had an ashtray, drumstick, Coke bottle, and there was an aluminum chair.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, Aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anale, Giacomo Finale.
And Jerry and Mike were in the control room, and they recorded it. And then they came out afterwards and said that was just awesome. They had never heard anything like that before.
Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Talking about hey now. Aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anale.
Aiko Aiko cracked the top 20 in 1965, but the Dixie Cups never reached the top of the charts again after Chapel of Love. The group still performs, though founder Joan Marie Johnson retired years ago. Rosa Hawkins even sang Chapel of Love at her son's wedding.
When I start singing the song, I realize, my God, I was a child when I recorded this song, and I had no idea that I would be singing this song at my son's wedding.
Rosa Hawkins says as long as people still want to hear it, she'll be singing Chapel of Love. For NPR News, I'm Eve Abrams in New Orleans.